Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about a servant's heart. It was Pastor and Miss Anita's desire that there'll be a helps month to discuss about serving and helping and giving of your time, your energies, and your efforts. And so we have a message on that line. And also at the end, when you depart from this place and go out the door, an usher will be there. And you could also fill out a form if you'd like to help out in any aspect of the church. Amen? And you say, well, I didn't take foundations. Well, we'll work on that. But we want to know what you're interested in to help out the ministry. Usher, greeter, word shop, multimedia, cleaning, worship team, grounds, and Spirit Alive and so forth. So on your way out, again, you don't need the voice of God to say, sister, please, I called you for this before the foundation of the world. You say, hey, I want to do that, and bless God, I'm going to do it. And guess what? God says, you go ahead and do it, sister. You go right at it. Amen? Because sometimes God speaks loud, but then other times he's quiet, and we have to make our own decisions and our own choices in line with the Bible to be a blessing and to be a help. And again, this book here, so at the end when you leave the sanctuary, if you want to fill one out and get it, give it back the next time you're around, to give to an usher or give to one of the leadership, we'll know you're interested and we can contact you to get involved. Amen? And so that is there. We also, this book, In Search of Timothy, I've read this several times. Again, we're talking about serving and helping. And so this book is a very good one, because how many of you know when you serve and you help, you can get discouraged in life? Things can come, come up. I do want to say hi to Miss Joanne Smith there. Could you please stand up? Let's give her a hand. Amen. She is a personal friend and also a real estate lady. And so I'm putting a plug in for her because she came to Faith City Church. And so if you need some property or you need a house, bless God, she can help you with Century 21. She's helped us with a few homes that we lived in. And we thank God for you. And I pray the Spirit of God will minister and speak unto you. So back to the helping ministry. This Search of Timothy, it has some great titles like being loyal, being have an excellent attitude, faithful, plays well with others, energetic and enthusiastic, well-balanced, flexible, growth-orientated. That means he's not just reading once. You know, my dear wife, she's not here. We'll talk about her. No. She said, I went to Bible school. I'm good. No, well, you went to Bible school. It's good, but how many know you still got to maintain? Amen? And again, she told me where to go. She said, I'm not her Holy Ghost. So anyways, but everybody tries to encourage and help one another. But how many know we've got to help ourselves and in our life? And if we can be a blessing unto other people, we can do that. Because it's very hard to get Nathan, you know, to start doing this and that and the other thing. Why? Because he's got a lot of things to do. But anyways, and so again, we're working. You work on your own self. You work on your own life. And then if you can be a blessing unto others, a bonus point to you. Amen? Amen. And we thank God again. So this book, In Search of Timothy, if you want to help out in the church, it's great to read this. Go through it. There's a lot of different areas here on integrity, honesty. And he also came up with another one, Qualified. And so that is a good one if you want to be in the ministry. Amen? And help out in the ministry. And we believe that everybody can help out. So we're going to talk about a servant's heart. Thank you. A servant's heart. So a wise woman said, you can't give without receiving. There was the wise woman. Her name was Catherine Kuhlman. How many ever heard of the lady? And so she would have big ministry times, 15, 20,000 people would come. But that was her saying, you can't give as something without receiving. And what she's saying is that when she ministers and is a blessing unto other people, guess what? A blessing comes back. And like I said earlier, that when you do something for somebody, guess what? You're doing it unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Whosoever shall give a cup of cold water in my name shall not lose his reward. So if Jesus takes it so personal that he gets a cup of cold water to somebody, you're doing it in his name. And he went in the Gospels there, it says about that, I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was thirsty, you didn't give me a drink. I was in prison, you didn't come and visit me. I was in the hospital and I didn't see, you didn't come and visit me. And the people will say, when, Lord? And Jesus says, as you have not done it unto the least of these, you didn't do it unto me. So Jesus takes his church and you and I very personal. You know, he loves us and he is God. You know, I am a child of God, but he's got 7 billion people that he's observing and watching at all times. And so he's a big God. Would you agree on that? And so he's a big God, and he's in control. And yes, bad things happen. The Bible says the devil comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But I come that you might have life and life more abundantly. And so we want to have that abundant life in our lives, and we also want to be a blessing unto others. Amen. There was a guy that was touring the great NASA building, where, you know, the Space Center. And they were touring this beautiful facility, and they seen this guy who was all dressed up, and they said, what do you do? And he says, well, we send spacecraft into outer space. He said, oh, wow, you know, you got an important job. But actually, his title was he was the janitor. But guess what? In one aspect, he is helping send aircraft into outer space. Is he not? Yes, and he is a janitor, but yet he is working as a whole. And so we, as a body of Christ here at Faith City Church, we endeavor to work as a whole for the greater good of mankind. Amen? For the greater good of this city. I heard Benny Hinn say, and I was shocked. He's had many crusades throughout the world. And he says, has there ever been a great crusade in San Francisco? And he said, no. And he said, why? He said, somehow the Lord will not allow him to go there. Does that mean the Lord don't love San Francisco? No, the Lord loves San Francisco. And there'll be a day probably that it will be open and that he can go. But different places and different things go on, and it hinders the power and the move of God. Did you know that? And guess what? The way you're listening and the way you hear things, the Bible always says, he that have ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying. And so we want to hear the Spirit of God. And if I could do something for the glory of God, and if you could do something for the glory of God, awesome. And especially if he gives you the commandment and the written thing, I don't have a dictionary right now. But anyways, he tells you that this is your assignment. Well, then bless God, that's your assignment. And you thank him as you go. So, Exodus chapter 35 and verse 21, it says, and they came, everyone. Oh, I'm just sorry, I want to go to one other scripture that the Spirit of the Lord prompted me. 2 Timothy 2, verse 20, it says, in the great house are vessels of gold and of silver, some for honor and some for dishonor. If a man would therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel of honor, fit and prepared for the master's use. How many of you want to be a vessel of honor? How many of you want to be a vessel of gold, of precious stones? Guess what? Well, then you purge yourself from things. Amen? You get in line with the Bible. You get in line with what God's word says and what his will say. And then you're going to be a vessel of honor, fit and prepared for the master's use and prepared for every good work. Sometimes and most times, God tells us to do something. We're always waiting on him. Guess what? You could be waiting till the cows come home. That's an old farmer story. But anyways, you could be waiting and waiting. No, God wants us to step up and to do something for his glory. Amen? And for what he has called us to do. That doesn't mean everybody has to be a minister or a preacher, but everybody can help out in some capacity. And God's called people to every walk of life. I believe Oral Roberts made a university, and he says, go into every man's world. We want doctors. We want lawyers. We want construction workers. We want garbage collectors. Amen? We want people that work for the city. We want people in the mall even. Amen? Because God Almighty is moving in his spirit, and that's how he gets out there. And he speaks to different people in different veins. So also in Exodus 35, 21, and they came, everyone whose heart stirred them. Has your heart ever been stirred up? Amen. Anybody here has been stirred up? I'm not talking for Mr. Somebody or something along those lines. But guess what? Our hearts can be stirred up with God, with the things of God. Sometimes, you know, the presence of God, and I thank God I mentioned about the two streams, and it does happen along those ways. When I got born again, I always like to say it because it meant lots to me. Sometimes people nowadays, they get saved, they don't know that, that it's a real experience that they experience. But when those that know that they've changed, that there's a transformation that has happened, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. And so I was in a community there by Sioux Lookout, and can't remember the name right now. But anyways, I ended up walking at night, and it was 7 miles down the railroad track at pitch dark midnight. And not being a saved person, I was scared all of a sudden. Have you ever been scared? And I got scared, and I was tired of running, and I couldn't see it. I was hitting the railroad track, and I knew that I had to walk 7 miles to get to the camp to be at work the next day. And so I was scared, and it's so funny to get scared, but anyways, now that I've been born again, I don't get too scared about anything. Maybe if somebody says boo or something, but I was scared, and so the scripture came to my spirit. Though I walk through the valley of a shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. So I said it over and over and over. Though I walk through the valley of a shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you're with me. Though I walk through the valley of a shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, you're with me. And I said it over and over and over, not just once, but could be 100 times. And then all of a sudden, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. And then all of a sudden I realized, it's light out. That means I walked all night. But anyways, that's not the point. The point is, I wasn't scared, not because the sun came up, but because he is with me. Amen. And I looked right beside me and I said, oh God, you are with me. And forgive me for the foolish actions and the way I've been acting. That is totally not good. And so we talked. And though I didn't give my heart to God at that moment, yet the word became real. Just activating the word, confessing the word, saying the word, and it becomes a reality to us. So find God's word. What are you looking for from God? What do you need from God? Find the scripture, and that's your word. And if he talks to you in a spectacular, supernatural way, great, then go ahead and obey that. But if he doesn't, you can still take God at his word. So it says here, they came, everyone whose heart stirred them up, and everyone whose spirit was made willing, they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation and for all service and for the holy garments. So their hearts were stirred up and they wanted to participate in the things of God. They wanted to help build the tabernacle of old. It says over in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 23, whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. If you did it unto the Lord, how much easier would it be? Amen? If any offering that you gave, you did it as unto the Lord, wouldn't that make you a lot more happy than just to be giving to an organization or to man? No, you're doing it as unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever you do, do it heartily unto the Lord Jesus Christ. I like to think of somebody in a secular organization. Maybe they wanted to hire somebody. Who would you hire? Would you hire one that was excited about their job and with a big smile on their face and excited to go to work? Amen? Or would you hire the individual that didn't show up? He didn't come? Okay, we'll try the next day. Did he come? Oh, he's here. What happened? Oh, you're at McDonald's. Okay. Are you going to come to work today? No. Okay. So which guy you want to hire? You would hire the one that is enthusiastic about the things, amen, of that organization. And God looks, the Bible says his eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Now the Spirit of God is speaking unto us. Let's open up our hearts. So he runs to and fro throughout the whole earth, and he looks for those whose hearts may be right towards him. He sees you where you go. He sees you where you walk. And you say, what's a heart that's right towards him? That's one that's open towards him. It's not closed. It doesn't say, no, I don't want to hear from you, and that's all there is to it. No, we've got to open up our spirits. And the more juicier the service can be is the ones that would listen. Amen? Listen to what the Spirit of God is saying. Listen to what the Word of God says. So their hearts were stirred, and they were willing. And whatever you do it heartily unto the Lord. So I have three areas. And again, this is mine by the Spirit of God. I jotted these down. But guess what? Brother Tony Cook, he had a whole book full, right? You could read those and you could understand those. Brother Tony Cook, I took him to the airport once. I said, Tony, I see you're not with Rhema in the way that you were before because he was in a certain capacity there. And he said, no. He said, I'm traveling now. I said, is that a burden? He said, no. He said, he's got 2 years penned in where to go. Isn't that nice? He doesn't have to call anybody for 2 years, and he's got places to go for 2 full years. He said that's not his makeup to call people and say, can I come and speak at your church? And some, the Lord may tell you to go do that, so you do that. Too many times we look at one Yahoo and we think that that's for all Yahoos. No, guess what? Every Yahoo is different, and everybody's got their own Yahoo. Amen? And God needs to speak to everybody individually. And we try to copy things. I'm not Pastor Roma. I learned a lot from Pastor Roma, but yes, I'm myself. Amen? And everybody has their own anointing. Everybody's got their own grace to run this race so they don't fall on their face. Amen? But thank God that we're learning, and thank God we're growing. So he said, yeah, he's booked up for 2 solid years. I said, wow, okay, well, I got that wrong. I thought he was all stressed out about it, but he's not at all. In fact, he's all booked. So if you think that he might have some of information, read the book, and it would help all of us as we learn. So there's 3 areas to have a servant's heart. Number one, you got to know that you're doing it for God. Amen? Whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. Know that you're doing it unto God. That'll make you a lot more happy. When you give offering, or maybe you sow into an organization like Spirit Alive or different ones, know that you're doing it as unto the Lord. And the Lord will reward you. Amen? I've never seen the Lord once forsake anybody. And I would rather actually die than to say that he is some cheapskate or some cruel person that puts cancer on somebody or some meanie. The Bible says the devil comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. So that's his title. He gets all bad. Anything bad in your life, stick it on him. Amen. When he walks by, you take that, you write that note, kill, steal, and destroy. Hit him on the back and let him walk down the hallway, and you'll say, oh, yeah, I still kill and destroy. That's that guy. That's the devil. Amen. He comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But if you see Jesus, you see one that he's come to give life and life more abundantly. Sometimes we think of Jesus that, oh, man, he came from heaven and he was just shooting his finger, you know, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. Amen. And he walks downtown. No, guess what? He went to his own hometown and they chased him out. In fact, they wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill him in his own hometown because he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me. Here, Jesus was a man just like you and me, born of a little bitty baby with a bare behind. Amen? He didn't have no shorts on. He didn't come out. God Almighty came out as a baby, naked as a jaybird. Amen? He was naked, and he had to grow. He had to develop. He had to grow. And he didn't heal people just because he was the Son of God, creator of the universe from heaven. No, he didn't come like that. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, and he became a servant. Everybody say servant. Servant. So Jesus became a servant, and he humbled himself, and he had to be anointed. That's why we call him the Lord. He is Lord of all, but he's Jesus, just like Ed or whatever, amen, any person would be. I'm Ken, and so I'm Ken, but guess what? Ken with no anointing is just Ken, amen? You want to go and have some fun with Ken? Amen? But guess what? When the Spirit of God is then, at least we got some a little more thrill. Amen? We got the Holy Ghost in the background. We got the Holy Spirit coming there. Amen? I learned that from Pastor Roma. He says, if you want Roma, that's what you got. You got Roma. But if you got Pastor Roma with the anointing, then you got something that you can draw from. You got a well that'll never run dry. You got the one that created the universe flowing through to being a blessing. Amen? And if you grab a hold of that, it'll grab a hold of a live wire, and you will be healed, you will be delivered, and you will be set free. Hallelujah. Let's lift up our hands and thank God. Thank you, Lord. We praise you for your mightiness and your goodness. Open up our eyes to see. Amen. The Bible says, and they had knowledge of Jesus. They had knowledge of him. If nobody knows, then you can't expect. But when you have knowledge, guess what? That all of a sudden puts you at another level. I know in whom I have believed in, and I'm persuaded that he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all I ask or think. Amen? Hallelujah. Then all of a sudden my thinking can change. Praise his holy name. So no, he's doing it for God. Peter, can I use your boat? Oh, no, I just washed it. Jesus, get your own boat. You poor something? I got a boat. You don't. You loser. Peter didn't do that. What did Peter say? Yeah, go ahead, Jesus. Use my boat. And he jumped in the boat, and Jesus ministered. And when the power of God was there, guess what? When the power of God was there, Peter said, oh, Lord, please forgive me. I'm such a dirty old man. Peter, you filthy old man. He realized he was a bad man. He was filthy. He was a nasty old man. That's what Peter was. But he came to his senses. And the Lord said, come on, Peter. Go ahead now. I used your boat. Cast out. Go out there and throw on that side of the boat. He threw it. He couldn't catch too many fish. The power of God, amen, the power of God. There's too many fish. The Lord says, hey, cast your, on that side of the boat. They fished and fished and fished. There was no fish. But then all of a sudden, there's multitudes of fish. Well, if that's not God, then please tell me what is God. That's the power of God moving on an individual, amen. The disciples, he tells his disciples, no, you're doing it for God. He says, go into such and such a city. Again, Jesus, understand, he didn't minister as the creator of the universe. He ministered as a man, little Jesus from Nazareth. Amen? Anointed. That's why he's Lord, he's Jesus, human, but he's Christ. That means anointed one. And when you minister, you are the anointed one. You, the presence of God is on you. Amen? You're not the savior of the world. Jesus is the savior of the world, but you may be a savior, so to speak, to somebody if you tell them about the love of Jesus and spare their soul from hell. Amen? And so he was anointed, and so he told his disciples, again, so God would move on Jesus and tell him, you go to such and such a street, you'll find a donkey there. And then somebody will come out, and if they tell you, what are you doing with that donkey? You tell them this. You tell them the Lord has need of it, and they'll let it go. So Jesus goes his way. Why did Jesus say that? Because he's the creator of the universe. He knew everything. No, he was a man and the Holy Spirit came upon him. When he was baptized in the River Jordan, the Bible says he came out of the water and the Holy Spirit came upon him as like a dove and abode upon him. And then the Bible says he went into the wilderness. He was tempted by the devil and he defeated the devil every time and he came out with power. You know, you got no power. The drunkard doesn't have no power against the devil. He's hooked on alcohol. He's hooked. The drug addict is hooked on drugs. The immoral person is hooked on immoral. But guess what? When deliverance comes, when they accept what Jesus did for them, then there's freedom. Amen? Then there's freedom. They thank God for the freedom that he's provided for them. So they went, and so Jesus knew by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit talking to Jesus, the Son of God, yes. And said, you do this. So they went and they followed. See, they got direct directions. Okay, we're going down this street straight. And then there's the donkey. Hey, Jesus was right on that one. And he goes up and they start untying the donkey. Someone comes out and says, why are you taking the donkey? And, oh, the Lord told me to say that the Lord needs him. Well, the Lord needs him. Okay, let him go. Isn't that easy? If we would all be that simple to obey the Lord's directions. He says, you go to this house over there. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. He says, you go upstairs. There's an upper room there. And there's some food there for you guys. So they go there, they find this guy, and he said, where are you guys going? Well, is there an upper room? Yeah, there's an upper room. It's all furnished. They're all ready to go. Hey, man, the Lord always prepares things in advance. And sometimes we think we got everything. You know, we got the animal by the tail. No, God's got us by the tail. Amen. And he wants to direct your life. He wants to show you. And so about those called ones. And Jesus is mother. She said, whatever he says, you go ahead and do it. Those servants, again, talking about a servant's heart. They filled up the water baskets with water. And these are 30 gallons of water. So the servants are filling the water. Now he says, go give it to the governor of the wedding feast or whatever. So they went with this water. And they go there and they dip it out. I don't know if they're fear and trembling or whatever they're doing, but they obeyed. And when they tasted it, they said, this is the best stuff there ever was. I'm not an advocate of drinking. But anyways, we'll talk to the Lord about it when we get there. But anyways, the water was changed to wine. Amen. The first of miracles that Jesus did. Hallelujah, the Bible says. Okay, so understand that there's a twofold application, and we mentioned that about the anointing and the calling of God supernaturally, but then also just the word. You know, Mark 16 says, go ye into all the world. Some people are foolish enough to say, okay, I'm going. And they go according to the word of God. Jesus said about the man that was healing somebody, the disciples came to Jesus and said, Master, this guy's praying for people in your name and they're being healed. Should we tell him to stop? And Jesus said, don't do that. He's following an example of what you guys were doing. No man could do a miracle in my name and reject me. Just leave him alone. Let him go. The guy took just the plain old what he saw and did it. That makes it a lot more comfortable for all of us to experience the power of God. Because some people will not move until they see an angel. But guess what? You got to move when you know the Bible, when you know the Word of God. Because that's how God operates. So, let's see where we are. Also, I heard the voice in Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8, and we're talking about serving, and the first part of serving is to know that you're doing it for God. Isaiah 6 verse 8, I also heard a voice of the Lord saying, so he heard something, whom will I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. But a question came, who will go? And he said, I'll go. So the second part is know that you're going to be empowered. Amen? Everybody say, I'll be empowered when I do something. When I move, God moves. When I speak, God speaks. When I act, God acts. Amen. So you're going to be empowered. In 2 Timothy 1:7, God's not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. And in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you shall receive power, ability. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So Holy Ghost power. Let's lift up our hands and let's thank God again. Thank you, Father, for Holy Ghost power. Thank you, God, for Holy Ghost power. Every time you defeat the devil, guess what? You're defeating him by the power of God. Every time you make a choice for God, you're doing it for him. You shall receive power. Ability. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Let's pray in the Spirit for a moment. Sovo kora masata, eve seba ramasta, eve seba ramasta. The Bible says, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Fora masande rebeke sande ramasata, eva seke sando romaste ramasa. And you'll hear a voice. This is the way. Walk ye in it. Don't turn to the left or to the right. Stay in what I've told you to do. Sovo ko rama standere ke se eve sembu rama sandere me ke stambu randa tava sandere makita is eve tapata. And so in Ephesians it says you're not going to be drunk with wine, but you're going to be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. And so you're the one that makes that choice to get filled up with His presence, with His Spirit. So you're going to be empowered. In 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 4-5. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power. Everybody say Spirit,
Spirit,
Spirit and power. So there's a twofold application there. Thank you, Lord, for the Spirit and for power. Thank you, Lord, that not only we can have the Spirit, but also we can have some demonstration as well. Hallelujah. So how's everybody doing? Good? Amen. So have that servant's heart. Know that you're going to be empowered with the Spirit of the living God. And the last part, know that God is the rewarder. God is the rewarder. And so that when you do something in line with Him, guess what? God rewards you. God's the one that's going to reward you. God's the one that's going to be able to bless you. Not only in heaven, the disciples said, Lord, we left everything. And what are we going to receive? He says, there's no man that left houses and lands for my sake and the gospel's that shall not receive 100-fold now in this time and the life to come, eternal life. Thank God for what we have in eternity, but I need help right now. Amen? Thank God for the golden streets, but right now I need the cash to be able to be a blessing and be blessed. Thank God for the health and the healing in heaven. Oh, they say that he was a great cripple on earth, but now he's shouting the streets of joy. Well, great, but I believe that God wants him to shout the streets of joy right here. Amen? To thank God for his power. Thank God for his anointing. Knowing that God rewards. Amen? Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, it says, we do things by faith. We do things without faith. It is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that is a rewarder. Everybody say a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So let's all stand. Amen. We were really juicy, but everybody got a little quiet. But we want to thank God. Amen. For the anointing. And we want to thank God for just the word of God. We've got a few moments. Let's thank God for his presence. Let's thank God for his ability. And again, as you get involved and serve in some aspect of the ministry and some aspect of what God would have you to do, guess what? The empowerment will be there. The empowerment will be there. And God is the one that rewards. I've not seen the righteous forsaking nor their seed begging bread, says the Lord. Never look that God is not going to reward. He's going to reward you here, and he's going to reward you in the life to come. Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus for your presence. We thank you for your spirit. Oh, we thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Oh, some may say it's too hard. It's too hard to follow God. It's too hard to have the word. But I would say it's hard not to follow God. It's hard not to follow the word. Because my spirit, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's the word of the Lord. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I'll never, saith the Lord, ask you to do anything that I do not equip you to do. That I do not empower you to do. For I will empower you so much that great joy will bubble up inside. I will empower you, and you'll say, I don't know how I've ever didn't want to do it before. Because you're willing and obedient, guess what? You're going to eat the good of the land. So, Father, we want to thank you for your promises. We thank you for your prophecy. We thank you for your word. Oh, Ramasindere Vestebe Sovoko Soku Ramasandere Vikishtanga Ramoko Soku Ramasa Ida da 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 Eve sembo kunda biki stande reme ke sandere veta. Ise boku toku mati kiri de veste kita. Ama samba kita ka ta kita ho. Mese vire vire kita ka si ki te ki si. Uda manara basi kiri de 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 ke si kere da 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 basa. Si kere da 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 basa andara bakasa. Everybody say, God, I trust you. That when I move, I'm going to move in line with you. When I act, I'm going to act for you. I'm going to do all things for your glory, for your people, for your church. And I give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. So thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for this morning. We thank you for your presence and your spirit. And I pray for each one that as you lead and guide them, and as they do things maybe by the Spirit of God or just doing it because they know what the Bible says, that they will be blessed. And the anointing of God will be there. And the power of God will be there. And the presence of God will be there. And they'll say, thank you. We've done it for your glory. And the Lord will say unto you, that enter thou into the joy of the Lord. You've been faithful over little, you'll be faithful over much. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, thank you so much for coming out this morning.